This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
I was thinking, so, you know, my perfect night out would include show tunes, a piano, a bunch of strangers, and of course a couple of special bevvies. So who in their right mind wouldn't be part of that? If your weekend has been too much R&B and not enough Do-Re-Mi, let me tell you, I have some exciting news. We're very pleased to welcome live into the Joy Studios, all the way from Maria's Crisis Cafe in New York, two of their favourite all-singing piano-played entertainers extraordinaire. It's Mr. Kenny Green and Adam Tilford. Welcome to Joy.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Good morning.
I have actually never heard Tom do an intro like that before. He actually cares about you two. Every other guest he cares about as well.
Yeah, unless you're a Minogue, usually you don't even get a seat. So you're doing very well. The others I make stand in a corner.
Or he does like a shot of making lift up shirts before they come in.
And then that's true. I did that to Miss RSPCA this morning. Let me tell you, I'm quite donating there.
Look at the Americans that are all like, that's not right, is it? That's okay.
We can't do that
and
anymore.
How can we adopt that?
We absolutely cannot do that across the pond. So, gentlemen, before we get into telling everyone about the three fabulous shows that you have come across the pond to do for us, enlighten us. What's the experiences, the delights of Marie's Crisis? Is that right?
Yeah, Marie's Crisis is a little basement bar in the Village in New York City. And I always say it's the world's only sing-along, show-tune, acoustic piano bar. It's like there's a piano in your friend's basement and the parents left town and they left the liquor cabinet open.
Okay.
That sounds like my type of place to go.
It actually sounds like Tom's place,
right.
Let's be honest. What are you doing? So what are you guys here to...
Well, we're here to try to create a little bit of the magic of Marie's Crisis. What we do is, at the start of the show, is you are the show. So we sit down at the piano, and for the first hour, we sort of have a set list, but the more you drink, it's all about you singing along. And we just go from the first musical you can possibly think of to today, and we just play through them, and everyone just gets up and joins along and sings along. Has a great time all night.
So you are bringing the unique experience of Marie's Cafe. Crisis. There is no seats for people. We all stand around the piano with you guys and all of that.
Well, for this venue, which is a new venue here in Melbourne, adopted by the Melbourne Fringe, curated, I should say, is in Trades Hall. It's called Common Rooms. And for this venue, there will be some tables and chairs.
It's a little classier than ours.
It's a little definitely classier than ours. Our bar is in a basement.
Well, I want to stand around that piano.
You still can.
I can do that.
Yes. This is not a show. There's no stars. There's no microphones.
So
everybody can.
No set list. So there's no stars and no microphones. Well, that's. Are you sure you're okay with going to this, Tom?
Well, because I was lucky enough on Monday night to go to a little dinner party. And these two fantastic gentlemen were there playing the piano. And when we arrived, my husband said, "Now remember, you mime, you don't sing." And every video, I can hear me squealing. Yeah. I mean, was there any moment that you actually wanted to throw something at me and tell me to shut up? Like, I'm worried about...
No. All are welcome. You do not have to be a trained singer. You don't even have to know all the musicals. You just have to come and have an open heart and an open mind and open up your mouth.
So can you give us some examples of the musicals? Is it people yelling out requests? Is that...
There is no yelling. Please don't yell at us.
Oh, sorry. That was me already going, "Ooh, I've got some plans."
But we take requests. People can ask for requests. Everybody wants Les Mis at some point. Everybody wants Rent at some point.
Definitely
those always happen. But usually we sort of read the room and figure out, well, that didn't work. Don't play anything else like that. And move on and sort of just go through our...
It makes the nights unique. So if you come on a Thursday, what you hear us do and what you see us do and what you participate in will not be the same thing on Friday.
Oh, no repeat Thursdays. You know, this sounds fantastic. Yeah.
Is there any that you like? Well, I personally, I've got a 5-year-old and I am probably the only mum that I know that loves Let It Go. I love a Let It Go.
It's a great song.
Oh, good. Yes. So I'm there. But is there any that you're like,
what's on your blacklist? What's one song you refuse to play anymore.
Oh, they're worried about that because
it depends on who asks for it.
Oh, okay. So
there's a way in requesting a song, but if there we like to call them back home. You call them Karens here. We call them Beckys at home.
Oh, yeah. So we have a Karens.
Yeah, you guys have a Karens. Yeah. We have when the Beckys show up, they're like, play Wicked. Yeah. It's a hard no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a hard, and we usher them to the back of the group. Yeah. And we have the gays come on forward.
And then they say, can you play Wicked?
And we're like, well, sure. Absolutely, you want to be Elphaba? Who do you want to be?
Look, this sounds much fun. It is so rare. I mean, now we all go out to nightclubs. We've got music pumping in you. We're not having that social talk. We're not getting to know the guy, the stranger sitting next to you. I mean, what an experience. You're encouraging everyone to come together and to sing. And we all know, once you get a little bit of show tuning, mm-hmm. you're in a couple of drinks, you're singing with the girl next to you, you're loving the man that's up there. Yeah.
Even back home, and we've done this in London now and Sydney for a couple of years. And Sydney, we've only been there like once a year.
Come on, let's be honest. Those Sydney guys, they've got no talent.
I mean,
let me tell you, they look gorgeous in those singlets and those tans. I mean, let me tell you, spending the day on
I
mean, they're gorgeous to look at, but really, you know, they don't have Melbourne style,
right? But after a one night of the sing along, some of these people have like made Facebook group friends for life, and they've only met that one night, and they talk to each other all the time, and they can't wait for the next time that they get to go. And at home, these people are lifelong. There are friends of us having Thanksgiving dinner in Italy
people
right now.
People have gotten engaged.
People have gotten engaged.
I've met over
can
a show.
Can you believe it just threw in Thanksgiving dinner in Italy right now? Like,
I did.
Yeah, that just fell out. Yeah, thanks a lot.
They're bougie. We love them.
Because Jess and I have traveled a lot, and Jess has actually been through the Americas. I have never done any of the Americas.
Oh, you've got to come.
Oh, really?
Which is, I grew up thinking, you see so much of it on TV. Yeah. I want to get to Europe, Africa. There's so many places. But after reading about this Maria's Crisis Cafe, I'm thinking, this is me. I could be a New Yorker.
You'll never leave.
I think I might be a New Yorker.
Yeah. Tom, what was funny when I was there? So I went like a long time ago, and I had this big belief that I really want to go to Mexico and I really want to go to Canada. And I said that to one of my American friends. They said, oh, yeah, and the bridge hasn't been made yet. And I said, because we're... Bizarrely, I've been to 84 countries. I threw that in just because, like, the bougie.
Because she likes to.
Yeah, I like to. It's basically on my profile picture. And anyway, America is in my top three, and I absolutely adore America. And I also grew up thinking that I did not think. Like, and the people. It's bizarrely the people.
Right.
You guys don't get a lot of great... Like, there's one of them that I met 13 years ago, and that was on a San Francisco trolley looking at the Christmas lights.
That's amazing.
With a gay Santa who was, like, underweight. It was hilarious.
We do have four Americans.
Hilariously.
We've got four Americans in the studio, two from the East Coast, two from the West Coast. Do you have a bit of competition like we do with...
It's like West Side Story in here.
I am hardcore.
Oh,
yes, it is. I'm definitely neutral because I was born in California. So
I was born in New York.
And she was born in New York.
Oh, okay.
So
Texas, Indiana, look, they're all a mishmash.
Yes.
Look, you guys, I can tell everyone from experience, they're very talented. You tingle those ivories like... anyone would think you're Elton John's, bitch, the way you're going on over there.
I wouldn't mind being Elton John's bitch.
look, you're definitely not going to want to miss out on this very exciting evening with Kenny Green and Adam Tilford with their first show tonight. Then you've got another show Friday and Saturday night. It's at the Trades Hall, and it's in the Commons Room, but there'll be nothing common about these two young men, let me tell you, which is in Lygon Street, of course, in Carlton. Tickets are available at the box office at melbournefringe.com, and of course, Creepy Andy will put all our links on our page so we can send them out to you.
Over there?
I'm going Saturday night, and I'm actually taking Creepy with me.
Yay! Yeah.
I was not invited.
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
I'll invite you.
Oh, there was like a pin dropped. Oh, I love this one. Space just went, God.
No, but the problem is, Jess can actually sing. Jess is a really good singer.
You don't want her to show you up.
And I'm still trying to get over looking at those videos of me on Monday night. I'm thinking, oh my God, and the lady, the lovely girl we were with said, we're singing in some are loving. And she goes, I'm going to send it to Olivia Newton-John. We're with those type of people on Monday.
Oh,
you know,
beautiful.
I know Olivia. And I thought, oh, my God, Olivia's going to see me singing Grease. Wayne goes, no, Olivia's going to see you butcher Grease. She's but I'm not judging.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.